Our 10-minute speaker is May A. from San Diego.
Oh, wow. That's a lot less scary when I was facing that way. Still scary, though. Okay, my name is May, and I'm an alcoholic. I really didn't want to come here tonight. I found out about the taping a couple days ago, and I almost just backed out completely. But my sense of duty just made me not do that. Let's see. Whenever I talk, I usually go pretty like linear, like chronological. But it's been such a shit couple of weeks that I don't even know. I don't even know where to start. I wish I could just spew it all out at once. Okay, so I've been sober for a little more than 3.5 years. My sobriety date is November 15th, 2008. I had other issues besides alcohol. Sorry, I'm gonna stop chewing this gum. Okay, so this past couple of weeks, there's been like death and just all sorts of stress and families that I've never met before from out of town. And no one ever told me, I don't think I would have listened anyway, but no one ever told me when I was first trying to get sober that like life would be so hard. And it's been really hard recently, I guess. So my cousin was in town she's from Lebanon. I was born here, or I was born overseas, and I came here really young, and I don't know any of my family besides my mom, my dad, and my brother. And the last time one of my cousins came into town, I was so messed up, and I was trying to hold it together, but it was obvious, you know, I was a wreck. And this time I had the pleasure of meeting one of my family members who's like, it's like my identity that I've never I don't know, it's weird being from an immigrant family and having a whole other part of you that you don't know, you know, and not feeling like you fit in here and not feeling like you fit in with them. And I had the opportunity to meet her, but I wasn't totally honest with her about who I am as a person and like as an alcoholic, and only here can I just let it out, you know. So it was stressful, but and then also I'm house sitting for my friend's family's house, and they had 5 animals, and we had to put one of the cats to sleep today. Yeah, because she's really sick. So it's been a festerous day. Okay, so anyways, like I said, I was born at another place, and I came here really young, and my family is full of dysfunction, and I always felt different for one reason or another, and I don't know, if I had the perfect life, I probably would have felt the same, but all I wanted when I was younger was to just be like everybody else, you know? Like, I wished I was blonde, and my name was Jessica, and like, I didn't want to be me. I wanted to be anything but me, you know? And until I found pot, I started smoking pot pretty young, 13, you know, and I was really good at it, and I was really good at drinking, and as soon as I found those two things, I was just like, a whole new person was born, you know, and I wasn't, I didn't feel so different, and I was actually wanted to be different, you know, and like I did everything I could to rebel, like against beauty, like I shaved my head and like stopped wearing a bra, which is a bad idea, and just was like, I just didn't want to fit in, like I wanted to be different. I had this defiant streak in me, and for a while it was really a lot of fun, you know, like I went on adventures. I moved from like town to town, and just after a while it wasn't cute anymore, you know, like just being like the last one up drinking. I didn't black out too often, but I was always like the last one around a campfire with like a bottle of whiskey and like not wondering why no one else, I thought everyone else was lame, you know, because they like went to bed with their significant others, and I was just like a fucking sad bastard is what I was. Where I like really perfected my drinking was in Indiana, and it was really fun. I worked at a brewery and learned all about good beer, and like really, you know, that's where I became a whiskey aficionado. But then I noticed that like all my friends, all my peers, you know, were like you know, graduating from college, which I never went to, and getting married and starting families and moving places, and like I was being left behind, you know, and it wasn't really like that fun anymore, you know, and I couldn't stop. And then I came back to San Diego pretty defeated. I got out of a relationship. It was a bad relationship, but it was like my first love, you know, and I ended up back at my mom's house in Spring Valley, which is awesome. This is where I live now again, but it's under better circumstances. But anyway, I started drinking heavily here and doing other, like the one drug I said I would never ever do. I started doing that and with a guy, and just no fault of his, but that's how it was, you know. And within like the span of 3 years, I had completely changed, you know, like from being this like fun-loving, like always down to party or like going a road trip, you know, person to I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, it was lecherous. I was a friggin' I was just sick, you know, and knew that I couldn't stop, you know, and had too much pride, or, you know, I always did relied on my will, you know. I'm like a Taurus, I'm really strong and stubborn and willful, and I just blame it on astrology, but you know, I realized I couldn't stop, and I was just defeated, you know, and I don't know what, like, magic, oh, 5 minutes, okay, thank God, like, blend of circumstances led me to go to a recovery home, and I stayed there for, like, 13 months. I lived in, like, the main part of the house for 6 months. I got a sponsor, an awesome sponsor, who took me through the steps, and I started working when I was like 3 months sober, and everything kind of started to go, like, it just fell into place, you know. I didn't have any, like, you know, I didn't have any great, like, psychic change, like, right away. Like, it wasn't anything sudden, but it was just like all these little signs that were like showed me that I was going in the right direction, you know. And everything kind of just flowed pretty smoothly, and I didn't even see the change in myself, you know, until like I heard stories about how I was when I first went in there, which was, I was a total asshole, but pardon my sailor mouth. Anyways, I started going to school while I was there, and then eventually I was ready to leave, like, the sober living part of the house, and I wasn't in any rush to leave, but a place opened up for me in someone's house who was sober, actually his sister and her fiancé at the time. And they had more sobriety than me, and I was just like, I just found my place, you know, in a group of sober people. And then eventually I was able to kind of like hang out with my friends that were normies, you know. I tried, I think, too early. I went to a bar with some friends, and I felt really like anxious, and I had no reason to be there, you know. But now it's like it doesn't really faze me as much, you know. I recoil from alcohol as if from a hot stove, and I joke about it probably more than I should, you know. I like to tempt, I like to, I don't know why I do it, but I just do. But let's see, yeah, so life has definitely changed drastically. I practice a 12th step, but I'm not really huge into sponsoring. Like, I think I suck at sponsoring personally, but I have had a couple sponsees, and one of whom is still sober to this day. But I started doing the steps recently with someone with a new sponsor, and she just does it straight out of the book with, like, no worksheets or extra stuff, you know, just like the old-fashioned way, which I really like. And so I'm learning how to do it that way, and I'll be sponsoring again as soon as I'm through with that. And I don't know, like, I never would have been the kind of person that you would have invited into your house and, like, you know, trusted to take care of 5 animals for 5 weeks. And I am that person now, and, like, and with that comes the responsibility of that, and I take it seriously. And it and just like I didn't want to be here tonight, I had to do it, you know, because this program, like, these people and you guys in this room have helped me change my life, you know. And and I just, all I want to give back in whatever way I can, you know. And hopefully somebody understood or heard something that I said and it helped. But And just thank you, Larry, for asking me to speak. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.